You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast yet again here at William Hill on Friday, March the 23rd. Andy Holding taking a look at another 8-race card on this Friday evening at Dundalk, which of course is the tradition. Once again, a very competitive card for you yet again. The class act that runs here tonight is in the 7 o'clock in the shape of Zibar, who makes his eagerly awaited reappearance again after winning very impressively 91 days ago here at the track. Probably the most competitive race on the card comes up in the shape of the 8 o'clock, in which the stayers take centre stage there in that apprentice race. But we begin with a claimer over 7 furlongs. Not a great deal on offer here, not too many coming in good form, but at least we know Shawnee should run his race, as he proved here the last day when finishing second behind Rivellino, who was backed as if defeat was out of the question. The visor on was on for the first time on that occasion, although he probably didn't improve that much for the headgear going on for the first time. He certainly ran up to the level that he has previously been showing throughout the winter. With the tongue tie and blinkers back on and the visor dispensed with, he'd have every chance of justifying favouritism. But I must admit, I do think She's Diesel here would certainly give him a race. She's had one or two bits of ill fortune in the last couple of starts to suggest that she's probably not the forlorn hope that the market has her of surprising the favourite. A couple of runs ago, the saddle slipped and obviously the horse had to be eased in the closing stages. Last time out, didn't get the clearest of runs after a bit of an awkward start. But if you go back to its run when finishing fourth behind Ishibara, Grey Gay, Danube and Alcatraz over tonight's course and distance, this horse would have a huge chance of beating the favourite, particularly as this horse is much better drawn here tonight for a change in stall one. What she does need, however, is a good start, because sometimes she can be a little bit tidy away. But hopefully with a decent break tonight, round the inside, She's Diesel certainly would represent the value bet there in the first race around about the 7-2 mark.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which looks a very competitive three-year-old handicap. I'm going to stick with the in-form Darren Bunyan trained Cleburne, who was quite impressive, I thought, here last time out, making most of the running to defend and fend off the very well-backed Patrick Joseph, who was fairly highly regarded from the David Marnane stable. Now, several of those in behind rear pose here this evening, but they're going to struggle to get the better of this chestnut gelding, who I think is definitely going forward in a rush. He could have done with a slightly better draw, but to be fair, he was drawn 7 of 10 last time out, so it wasn't as if his post position made that much difference to the overall result. As I said, he was very strong in the finish. His time figures are good. And given, I think, he's open to a little bit more improvement as well, this horse, I think odds around about 3-1 this morning make quite a bit of appeal.
Race number 3.
On to the very competitive looking 6:30, which is a 6 furlong handicap. We've got Bian Chase here at the head of affairs, but he is a horse who doesn't win very often, and albeit he's probably got the best form coming into this race when he was second to Master Speaker, I'm just going to pass him over here in favour of Silk Cravat. Now, in that race that Bian Chase was second to Master Speaker, Silk Cravat, I thought, did really well to finish as near as he did, because he got the absolute coffin box draw right out on the wing in stall 14. He had to be held up, dropped out the back by design, and albeit he never really got into a challenging position, I thought he did really well to get as close as he did to the main protagonists. Now, this horse found 5 furlongs a little bit too sharp for him last time out when finishing 5th of 6 behind Brave Display, albeit he kept on quite well in the latter stages. But back over his ideal optimum distance here tonight in the hands of Gary Alpin, I do think this horse has got every chance of finally getting his head back in front. Now, unfortunately, the only thing I don't know about is how much he'll improve for the change of stable. Of course, he was with Joe Lyons, he's now with John Geegan, and if John can get a little bit more improvement out of him, then I certainly think he's got enough qualities to be competitive in a race of this nature here this evening.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and as mentioned in the pre-race preamble, I do think this Zibart is the most classiest horse on show here this evening. What we can say is that Fozzie Stacks horses at this time of year usually come good. The Curragh, for instance, the first turf meeting, Fozzie's always seen to good effect there with several horses that he has mapped out for a turf soft ground early season campaign. And this Zibart, I thought, was hugely impressive when he made a sparkling winning debut back in December. According to the market, because he was well back that day, he travelled as well as his position in the betting suggested, and only just nudged out in the latter stages. He got the better of Port Lions, who went into that race a very well-backed odds-on favourite off the back of several consistent and decent place results previously. I like the fact that the pair pulled well clear of the rest. An Irish Minister, who's gone on to run well subsequently in several starts, was a well-beaten fourth, so he should uphold the form with his main market rival. Odds around about 4-7. Probably not that appealing to some, but for those that do like to get stuck into a short one, I certainly wouldn't put you off. On to the 7:30. Once again, we've got plenty of horses that can be fancied here. Fastidious, he's certainly a horse waiting to happen in this kind of grade. He didn't run too badly the last day behind Blues Breaker. But I'm going to take a little bit of a punt here on the lightly raced Alpharac, who's definitely caught the eye on several occasions here at Dundalkin. Most notably last time out in what turned out to be quite a strongly run race for the grade behind the Lord's Walk. I thought he did really well to finish as close up as he did, as he didn't get the best of runs down the lane. But once out in the clear, I thought he kept on quite strongly to finish in behind the eventual ready winner who came down the outside. Boxer Dunford gives that form a good shape to it, because he went into that race quite well handicapped and very well backed to get the job done. The split times are very good for the grade, and he looks the type of horse as well, certainly based on his run style and his pedigree, that will be appreciative of an extra furlong. So 11-2 this morning with William Hill. I'll make Alpharac quite a decent each way bet there in the race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, and no great surprise to see Uncle Henry trading as favourite here. He's been favourite on his last three starts, and albeit he managed to win one of those three runs, I actually don't think his overall form deserves him to be so short in the market, because Pivot Bridge wouldn't be the most progressive of horses he got beat by last time out. And I thought he was a shade disappointing, it has to be said, behind Mandarin Monarch here a couple of runs ago. I think he's a little bit too thin in the market here, whereas Commander One has been running to a fairly consistent level all season, and odds around about 6-7-1 this morning make plenty of each way appeal for Dermot McLaughlin's charge. Sometimes this horse can go off a little bit too quick and he can be a bit free, but providing young Thomas Sherry can grab hold of him in the early stages, perhaps let Carried and Sharda do the donkey work, he's got every chance of getting back in the winner's enclosure. Let's face it, he's been running to a consistent level even without winning. That run behind Clear Skies a few runs ago has certainly been well advertised, not only by the second charger, but by the winner Clear Skies, who ran a commendable race when sent off favourite for the Winter Derby. That was over a mile and a quarter. Mile and a half is his trip. Nicely drawn. Hopefully with a good break, he can be competitive throughout.
Race 7.
On to the 8:30 then, and all eyes no doubt will be on this filly by Frankel, Chateau Lafleur, who makes her eagerly awaited debut for the Dermot Weld Stable. Has been nicely backed on the morning list around about 10-11. But the one who's got the form, and perhaps is worth a little bit of a look without the favourite, is this High Street Lady, who caught the eye first time out behind a really lovely horse of Mickey Halford's called Black Gold Fairy, who went on to run well behind Mendelssohn the other night in a Group 3 contest. So that form looks particularly good. So albeit this horse got beat 6 lengths, I certainly don't think it was any disgrace, and given that he was a 50-1 shot on debut and great things weren't expected, hopefully tonight we'll see a little bit more of an improvement position wise here tonight on High Street Lady. So up in trip, certainly look as though that will suit the way she finished off her race. I expect Tony Martin's 3-year-old High Street Lady to go well there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race, and again, another very competitive looking affair on paper. No doubt New Life and Specific Gravity are bound to be popular choices, having run particularly well here last week when they finished first and fourth respectively in a very similar race to this. But I want to take a little bit of a chance that Lizard Point finally gets his day in the sun. He's been a little bit of a frustrating character in his last few runs, finishing in and around the front end of the race, but hopefully tonight with a much better draw, and that's been his Achilles heel in his last three or four starts, he's got a good chance of getting his head in front. He was drawn stall 14 of 14 when he finished third here the last day behind Get Go. But once again, he's kept on quite well from the back of the field despite having a poor track position. And hopefully tonight, Chrissy Haynes can get him in a reasonably good challenging position early on and he can come home quite strong. He's around about a 6-1 poke this morning, which doesn't look a bad each way price as well, as far as I can see. So Lizard Point each way is the recommendation in the last. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Sunday when we'll be taking a look at Nace's first flat card of the Irish flat turf season beginning at 1:55. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.